Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Let me be the first to say Happy New Year to you. I know we're about, 7 hours?
Just a tad bit away.
A little ahead there, but Happy New Year. Glad you allowed us to jump in that car with you this afternoon. We do appreciate that. PPD, by the way, preparing to prevent drunk driving tonight during all of the New Year's Eve celebrations. Now, the department will deploy additional officers to patrol in marked and unmarked vehicles. Got to be careful here. The effort is to reduce the risk of impaired driving crashes during one of the most dangerous nights of the year. PPD is urging residents to plan ahead by designating a sober driver. You see, Austin, I said it earlier about getting a driver there that you can depend on and hasn't been partaking. Also, using rideshare services tonight is a pretty good idea, and taking public transportation. FDOT stats show alcohol-related crashes spiked across Northwest Florida during the 2023 New Year period. So you got to be careful tonight, please.
Yes, please do. Also, one of our top stories today, of course, we were touching yesterday on President Jimmy Carter passing away. Well, his state funeral plans are set. Services beginning January 4th in Plains, Georgia, culminating with Carter lying in repose at the Carter Presidential Center. Then the former president will lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday, January 7th. That will be open to the public after Congress pays their respects. And after the lying in state concludes, there will be a service at Washington National Cathedral on January 9th. Carter's remains will then be transported back to Plains on the same day. Once back in his hometown, there will be a public motorcade route and private funeral service.
All right. On New Year's Eve, July 4th, holidays like that, the fireworks tend to bother me on one side, and then other side say it's okay. And I'm talking about the aspect of pets and the loud explosions. You know, the fireworks, they just cause a great deal of stress to pets, period. No way around this one. Here's a few tips to maybe help you and your pet get through tonight's celebration. First of all, do not take your pet to a fireworks display. That is number one.
Yes. We're really thinking outside the box here.
I'm putting it out there. Let me tell you.
No, some people are dumb enough to do that.
Keep pets indoors and turn on the TV or radio as a distraction. I do that. I turn the TV up and put them back in one of my rooms that have walls and not much access to the windows.
That's smart.
And so they don't know any difference, so don't tell them. I got them trained now.
It'll just be our secret.
That's exactly right. Make sure, here's something, close the curtains. Why? For the explosions.
They can see them, yeah.
Absolutely. They're not crazy. Never leave the pets unattended outside, period. And if your neighbors are lighting fireworks, they may try to run away. And this has happened on occasions. I've known this to happen very often.
Yeah.
So provide your little monsters a quiet place to create a sense of security. They'll be thankful for that. And if you must be outside with your pet, keep them on a leash in a carrier at all times and make sure your pet has current ID tags with information just in case they get away from you. I told you Baxter's nickname is Houdini. And you open the door just a little bit and you're running down the street.
Yeah, talking about giving shelters as well, my mom takes care of several stray cats, and she does. She's got these little huts that she's bought, you know, and she's kind of put some blankets on them and stuff. And she has them like that, period, especially for when it gets cold. But, yeah, I'm sure those will be used tonight. Just past 5:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still got some heavy backups if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, heading over the bridge to Navarre Parkway. Got some heavy congestion there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees right now. Tonight's low officially is 43. Tomorrow, it's going to be the start of some chillier days. High of 61, low of 41.
Okay, let's just kind of put things in perspective here. If you're celebrating this New Year's Eve with a few drinks, listen, officials and experts are warning you, stay off the roads. Lisa Brady has the details for you.
This is House Call for Health. It's New Year's Eve. For many, that means it's party time. But with that comes the increased chance of people drinking and driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says alcohol reduces the function of the brain and leads to impaired thinking, reasoning, and muscle coordination. But even small amounts of alcohol can affect driving ability. NHTSA suggests to plan a safe ride home before the start of the party. Don't let someone you know who's drinking get behind the wheel. And if you see someone driving on the road you think is impaired, call local law enforcement. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And here locally, the girl that was charged in the deepfake nude pictures case involving several Pensacola girls has pleaded not guilty. P&J reporting that 17-year-old Jalen Lee was in court yesterday. She's charged with 8 counts of promoting an altered sexual depiction of an identifiable person without consent. That's a third-degree felony. The pictures were made by her boyfriend on an AI app, and police say she copied the photos and sent them to approximately 17 people, some of which were not depicted. The teen that created the photos has not been charged with a crime. I'm sure that'll end up being rather controversial.
Okay, 518 News Radio 92.3. It may not be the optimal way to start 2025, but this is the way it is. Florida Power and Light plans to seek nearly $2.5 billion in rate increases. You know what that means. Company officials say the unanticipated rate hikes are because of increases in inflation, 21% inflation I'm talking about, and interest rates rising 180%. FPNL estimates a typical residential customer's bill will increase an average annual rate of approximately about 2.5% from January 25 through, get this one, 2029.
Oh, just
for 4 years.
Yeah, just a little bit of time there.
Just, we're going to string it out here with you.
And some new laws will go into effect with the new year tomorrow. One of those includes a crackdown on people who harass first responders. Senate Bill 284 will ban people from getting within 25 feet of working first responders. Warnings will be given at first, and if people don't back away, then they could be arrested. Violators could be on the hook for a $500 fine or up to 60 days in jail.
All right, car owners, you know, kind of all works together here. Wrecks, drunken driving, high insurance rates, those things all seem to go together. Well, one thing that is for certain heading into 2025, car owners are very concerned about insurance premiums on the increase.
Auto insurance is getting expensive, and a lot of people are afraid of driving their premiums even higher. Here at AutoWorks Collision Center in Los Angeles, the owner tells me that a lot of folks are coming to him wanting to pay out of pocket rather than going through their insurance company simply because they don't want to raise their rates. This as auto insurance prices have been soaring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of auto insurance is up 57% since January of 2021. According to NerdWallet, the average monthly cost for minimum coverage is $598 per year. The average yearly cost for full coverage, $2,281.
Wow. Yeah, that's about the only thing you can say about that. I remember one time I was, I filed a claim on something minor that happened in the backyard or so. I forget. I think it was some of the nylon netting had gotten hot around the barbecue grill. Anyway, I filed on that one. Should have never done that one in life. they canceled me. And it was like a $400 claim or something. See ya. So I learned my lesson. And just as he was mentioning, a lot of people come in and said, I'm going to pay cash for that. It's not worth the grief because they will drop you like a lead rock.
All right.
Boy, these are really rolling out here tonight.
520. When we return, there are new details surrounding a more than 4-decade-old cold case in Charlotte County. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has two main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through Jesus. Lasting strength for life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Three Pensacola Right Now. It sounds like those people are on speed or something. What?
That's the Jacksons for you.
Oh my gosh. Hold on there. All right. Good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on, and Happy New Year to you. And be safe this new year. Believe me, there's a lot of things out there that you just need to be aware of. And that one is the other driver. Just make sure you have it under control out there. Going on right now, Blue Wahoo's blowing it out. They are delivering an early New Year's Eve experience. It's going on now through 8 p.m. It is happening first time in 6 years. The stadium's hosting Kazoo's Rocky New Year's Eve party, featuring country music artist Jesse Ritter and a fireworks show that ignites at 8 p.m. tonight. And I know you're probably getting a little antsy about all these stories about drones. You go, oh no, not another drone story. with growing questions over just how secure U.S. airspace is from unmanned aircraft, otherwise drones.
Yeah.
One drone maker is teaming up with former Trump administration officials to design potential safeguards at the border. Max Gordon has the story on this.
Fox on Tech.
Along with physical barriers in populated areas, a digital fence at the border would use a combination of drones, AI sensors, and other tech. Irvine-based Design Technologies behind the idea, with backing from former Attorney General Bill Barr and former Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller. Design Technology makes drones that can stay in the air for up to 80 hours and take off, fly, and land all on their own. They utilize cameras that can spot movement from 25,000 feet up in the air. Here's former Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller.
By watching consistently for days, weeks on end, you'll see the key nodes that the drug cartels, the terrorists, are using.
With spending in the spotlight after the creation of the Department of Government Efficiency, Design says their drones are much cheaper than building a wall across the entire southern border. When initially proposed, President Trump's border wall was estimated to cost around $21 billion. Each of Design's drones cost between $3 to $5 million. With Fox on Tech, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All righty, just about 5:28 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at the roads here, if you're just trying to get off Navarre Beach, you're going to be held up for a bit. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. Let's see, 70 degrees right now, low of 43. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 61, low of 41.
Sounds like a Juana's Pagoda's stop to me today.
Yeah, both traffic and weather doing good.
If you're
for the
doing
most part.
That Navarre trip this afternoon. Okay, more than a million people crowding into New York's Times Square tonight, and it's raining like crazy. To mark the beginning of the new year, Fox's Kevin Ureski has more in this Securing America.
Securing America.
More than 1 million people will crowd into New York's Times Square tonight to watch the traditional ball drop in the beginning of the new year. New York Mayor Eric Adams said during a briefing Monday, one of the main questions that goes into the planning of the celebration is,
how do we continue to keep New Yorkers and visitors safe to enjoy the New Year's?
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch delivered some good news.
At this time, there are no specific credible threats to the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration.
Tisch also reminding those who plan to be there that in addition to the police, people do see.
There will be plenty of security measures that you will not see.
Those include plainclothes officers and personnel in helicopters and boats, as well as the use of drones. Mayor Adams adding, security is everyone's responsibility.
If you see something, say something, but most importantly, do something.
Kevin Ureski, Fox News.
All right, and mentioned this before the break. New details surrounding a more than four-decade-old cold case in Charlotte County. The sheriff's office gave an update earlier today identifying former Deputy John J. Greer as the suspect in the deadly shooting of 25-year-old Adele Easterly in 1979. Greer called in the homicide after finding the store clerk dead at a Punta Gorda business in November of 1979. Several months prior, Greer contacted 911 to report that his wife shot herself at their Port Charlotte home. Authorities say Greer admitted to both murders while at an extended care facility in Tennessee last year. He died back in March at the age of 76.
529 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Energy gas customers may be eligible for a refund heading into the new year.
Oh, really?
It's connected, yeah, to a 2015 class action lawsuit. The city has allegedly been collecting franchise fees since back in 1970. We're watching this. We can tell you this. The case is still pending. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. President-elect Trump finishing some transition duties ahead of his New Year's Eve celebration at Mar-a-Lago.
President-elect Trump and his team have been holding phone calls and meetings about H-1B visas, the northern and southern border, and, of course, Speaker Mike Johnson. There's tight margins within the House, and if just a few Republicans vote no, Johnson faces a shaky road. Johnson may have got his key to re-election, Trump's endorsement. Johnson now tells Fox he hopes to be re-elected and work across the aisle.
Fox's Matt Finn there. Stocks ending the final day of the year in the red, but we're up overall for 2024.
The Dow closing out 2024 more than 10% higher. The S&P 500 up more than 20%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ, that saw the most gains, up roughly 30% for the year.
Fox's Madison Allworth there. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A blackout hit nearly all of Puerto Rico today as the U.S. territory prepared to celebrate New Year's, leaving more than 1.3 million people in the dark. Nearly 90% of 1.5 million customers on Puerto Rico are without power, according to Luma Energy, a private company that oversees electricity distribution. On Wall Street, on the New Year's Eve session, stocks headed lower, with the Dow and S&P 500 off slightly, while the NASDAQ has tumbled more than 100 points, good enough for a loss of roughly 0.7%. Motorists can expect modestly lower gas prices in 2025 as inflation eases out and amid booming domestic oil production. According to Gas Buddy, the nationwide average for gas now sits at $2.98 a gallon, which is down nearly 12 cents from 1 year ago. U.S. crude oil futures for February are under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Linnell Willigan with a Sportsman, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Black Monday is soon upon us. Coach for the Jets, they parted ways about 14 weeks ago, but that is not stopping them from interviewing former Commanders and Panthers head coach Ron Rivera. In 13 years as a head coach, Ron Rivera-led football teams finished over 500 just three times. Can you say mediocre? I'm Linnell Willigan.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Phil Collins. Kind of leading us into this New Year's Eve evening. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for the ride. We do appreciate that. Chris Bryan here, Austin Price there, and going to talk a little sports here this afternoon, if you don't mind. Austin, first of all, let me go ahead and take business, care of business. Ice Flyers back on the road tonight against Macon. Good guys return home to home ice on Friday against Birmingham. Big Cars Jersey Night promotion going on there. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All righty. Also, want to just give you a bit of a bowl recap as far as what we've had going on today, because we do have some new information for you. If you didn't catch us last hour, some of the stuff that we've already touched on, Michigan upsetting number 11 Alabama in the ReliaQuest Bowl 19-13. That was a huge surprise for me. Louisville and Washington in the Sun Bowl. What a game this was. Washington scored the game-tying touchdown, or at least what should have been the game-tier. They went for two, very questionably. Yep. Did not get it. Lost 35-34. Illinois, number 20 Illinois, just beat number 15 South Carolina in the Citrus Bowl 21-17. And right now, LSU beating Baylor. Both teams are 8-4. With under 10 minutes to go, Baylor has the ball, but LSU's up 44-24.
Okay, SEC's not doing so well so far, are they?
Not against the Big Ten, they're not.
Wow. We've talked about this on numerous occasions. The FBI is now taking some action on the subject of these pro athletes getting their homes broken into.
Yeah.
Now the FBI is warning all pro leagues that their players must be, protected because of this organized burglary wave that's going on. Fox's Garrett Tini, he's in Chicago with this report.
We're now up to nearly a dozen pro athletes in five states who have had their homes broken into just since September. The latest victim is NBA All-Star Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks, who had $30,000 worth of jewelry stolen from his home Friday night, right around the same time the Mavericks were playing an away game in Phoenix. The FBI is investigating this string of crimes and has warned professional sports leagues that athletes are now being targeted by what they describe as organized and skilled criminals who are believed to have ties to a South American crime syndicate. According to a report by the agency obtained by ABC News, the criminals are conducting extensive surveillance ahead of these jobs.
Okay, it doesn't surprise me, and we've had this discussion. These pro players making all of this huge amounts of money, and they don't have an adequate security system.
Yeah, and it sucks to say this because it seems like it's coming from a from an unsympathetic place when I say it, but they're just going to have to learn the hard way to be more alert. More restrictive.
Well, that makes sense. During the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, we discussed the fact that the Detroit Lions did a number on San Francisco with that game on Monday night. Fox's Joe Morgan has the latest.
The Lions went out and took care of business against the 49ers, and now they can turn their attention toward a monster matchup in Week 18. Detroit defeated San Francisco 40-34 Monday night, improving to 14-2 on the season. Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs put the game out of reach late in the fourth quarter with a 30-yard score.
Here's Gibbs, gets the edge, gets the first down, and the touchdown!
That was courtesy of ESPN as the loss dropped the 49ers to 6-10. Next up for Detroit, a date with the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, with the winner taking home the division title and earning the top seed in the NFC playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
That game's going to be a good one.
Minnesota. Who would have thought that Lions and Vikings would have been one of the most telling games of any modern NFL season? That's
and
phenomenal.
Who would have ever thought that this great generous idea of amusement parks and all started with a mouse.
That's true as well, yes. who would have thought that? Also, just want to give a quick update here because I just gave the score a couple minutes ago. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Baylor did just score a touchdown.
Don't do this to me.
So LSU still up 44-31. We'll see if it's too little too late for the Bears.
Well, I've seen it before. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. LSU fan, you've seen a blown lead before.
I've felt them before. I'm just pulling for the Tigers. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Leave it at that.
The quarterfinals of the 12-team college football playoffs getting underway in just mere minutes. And Joe Morgan has the details.
A trip to the semifinals is on the line in Glendale, Arizona. Sixth-seeded Penn State and third-seeded Boise State face off in the Fiesta Bowl with kickoff scheduled for 7:30 Eastern. Penn State is coming off its first playoff victory, ending SMU's season with a 38-10 win in the first round. The Nittany Lions now face the immense challenge of stopping Boise State running back Ashton Gentry. The Heisman Trophy runner-up is 132 yards shy of breaking Barry Sanders' single-season collegiate rushing record. Through 13 games, Gentry has rushed for 2,497 yards, but the Penn State defense is stout, allowing just 100.4 rushing yards per game, good for 7th in the nation. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Man, I am hoping this is a good game. Both teams are unbeaten in the Fiesta Bowl all time. Boise State, of course, being the underdog. Penn State favored in Glendale tonight by 13. So I'm hoping it's a more competitive game than that, but I would love to see another Boise State upset just shock the college football world because that's what their program's known for.
I got it, but I bet you Penn State's just awful glad they don't have to play on that blue field.
Yeah, Albertsons can be kind of tough.
Okay, let me just go ahead. Let's run down real quick, Austin, the three matchups tomorrow, New Year's Day. It is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl over in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz. Number 5, Texas, taking on number 4, Arizona State.
I have that being a pretty high-scoring game. I think the actual score prediction, the specific score prediction I had was Texas winning 44-31. And that says a lot because Texas's offense isn't that good. It's just that I don't think Arizona State has faced an offense of their caliber yet, and I think that's going to shine. But I think Arizona State puts up a lot of points. It's an exciting game.
Yeah, I don't quite know where I read this, but it was a sports publication I was kind of breezing through, and I see where Arch Manning is staying with that Texas program. Mm. He's not going to do the portal thing and, you know.
Well, good for him.
Smart. Okay, quarterfinals at the Rose Bowl. Number 8, Ohio State. Number 1, Oregon.
It's games like these where rematches are known for being very difficult. It is so hard to beat a team like Ohio State twice, especially when you did it by 1 point at home and now you got to do it on a neutral field. I've got Ohio State winning this game. Once again, pretty high scoring. I've got the Buckeyes 38-33.
And this is the one that's really going to be a good game. Quarterfinal over in New Orleans. All-State Sugar Bowl, number 7. Notre Dame taking on number 2, Georgia.
Man, this is tough for me. Because Georgia, they are well-rested. Some people will argue that the bye week can be difficult. They've got their backup QB. That's what's really scaring people. Georgia currently a 1-point favorite. I will take them to win, similarly to Arizona State and Texas. I just don't think Notre Dame has faced a team of Georgia's physicality before. So the old heads are going to love this game. It'll be low scoring, hard hitting football. Give me Georgia. Weird score, 25-18. 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some issues still if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach. Very backed up on the bridge there heading towards Navarre Parkway. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now. Low of 43 tonight. It's not supposed to get that low until like early tomorrow morning, though. And then tomorrow, beautiful New Year's Day. High of 61, low of 41, sunny, mostly clear.
I just cannot tell you enough about the dangers of drunk driving, especially tonight on New Year's Eve. It's on us, as well as it's one of the deadliest nights of the road. Fox's Jeff Manosco has more on Sane Safe tonight.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports around 70 Americans die each year on New Year's Eve due to alcohol or drugs, and that the risk of a fatal crash involving an impaired driver is 116% higher on New Year's Eve than on an average night. Arrests for impaired driving also skyrocket as law enforcement agencies across the country increase focus on road safety. IIHS with some tips on how to stay safe. First, don't drink and drive. Avoid driving on New Year's Eve altogether. Host a party at home. Use public transportation or designate a sober driver. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
547 News Radio 92.3. There is a study kind of piggybacks on this story we just aired. There's a study showing that excessive drinking could shave months off of somebody's life. Here's more from Santa Monica.
This study, which is an analysis of 107 other studies, found that the more you drink, even in moderate amounts, raises your risk of dying. Two drinks a week, 2 to 3 days off your life. Seven drinks a week, so one a day, 2.5 months. 35 drinks a week, that's 5 a day, will knock off 2 years of your life, raising the risk of car accidents, liver damage, cancer, and heart disease. The CDC and the U.S. dietary guidelines say women should have no more than one drink a day, men two, as alcohol is a leading cause of morbidity following cigarettes and obesity.
My goodness. 547 here around this time every hour. I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. While stocks closing slightly lower to cap a winning year, the S&P 500 fell 25 points to 58.81. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 29 points to 42.544. And the NASDAQ dropped 176 points to 19.310.
Something you just don't like to talk about, and that's gun violence. And in 2024, it definitely left a mark on Florida. 32 mass shootings occurred in the state. That is as of this morning, an increase over the 30 reported back in 23. Florida led the nation for most this year until today. Illinois now has 35. 34 in California, Texas, and Pennsylvania were just behind Florida with 31 each. In 2023, firearms were the leading cause of death for children and teenagers in the U.S. for the third consecutive year. Lock the guns up, parents. Yeah. Lock the guns up. Put those safety factors on those suckers.
And a broadcast journalist who gained prominence for covering the September 11th attacks for CNN is dead. Aaron Brown passed away Sunday. He worked in Seattle and for ABC before heading to CNN, where his first day on the air was September 11th, 2001. CNN's John Voss said that Brown's calm demeanor that day struck a chord with viewers. Brown stayed with the network through 2005 before going on to PBS and teaching at the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication at Arizona State University. He was 76 years old.
Were they printing his resume or something? What was that?
Well, I guess they were just saying that's where his career took him from there.
Okay. That was interesting. I got to tell you, I've never seen it put out there like that before.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something that makes me really mad is when people treat their pets badly.
This is a story.
This is a story. It is out of Mobile, but it's something that could happen anywhere. Mobile police and Daphne search and rescue were able to save two dogs thrown in the water off the Dog River Bridge. You know how high that bridge is? 90 feet.
Really?
These dogs were launched 90 feet. Happened Saturday. Officers discovered the dogs in the water, and with the help of the Daphne search and rescue, they were able to bring the pups to safety. An investigation, I should say, there's just an active investigation's underway to determine who in the world tossed those dogs. I hope they find them. If you have any information on this incident, contact Mobile Animal Control 251-208-2807. And if you ever don't have time to jot that down when you're driving, rightly so, people just don't ride around with a pen and then paper in their hands. But if you'd like some more information on that, you can always text us here at News Radio 92.3. That number is very simple, 850-437-1620.
All righty, 550 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a Mississippi HBCU looking to raise funds for its marching band. The reason why may come as a bit of a surprise. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I get a kick out of this. This is just a great thing. News Radio 92.3. Who is that?
Maroon 5.
Okay, they're good. Levin, right? Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
got it,
you can tell because his voice is very high-pitched.
Okay, I was thinking about something about this, but I wanted to make sure. Make 25 safe for your furry friends. I'm talking about 2025, of course. Implant the microchip. Make that something to do. By the way, the Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter, they're partnering with local fire departments to help reunite owners with their pets using microchip readers to do it. Those fire departments and SRC offering the scanning service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is 7 days a week. I'm not sure they're open on the holidays or not.
Not sure.
Maybe. Maybe so. Pop country singer Austin turned an embarrassing moment into a song. Now, this will be interesting. I have not heard this. Fox's Michelle Polino has the details.
Elle King is revisiting one of her low points of the year in a new song titled Banned from the Grand Ole Opry. She posted the song on her Instagram, which reflects on the incident earlier in the year where she was performing at a tribute celebrating Dolly Parton's birthday. She appeared visibly intoxicated and messed up the lyrics, cursing her way through the song.
Just take it from me, don't fuss, don't think, and definitely don't cuss, don't drink, it stinks.
Which prompted the Opry to issue an apology. Opry shows are broadcast on radio, meaning that they must adhere to FCC regulations on obscenity and indecent speech. Fans called for her to be banned, but King's status with the Opry is unknown. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, that was a very awkward situation because I remember when that news was breaking. Yeah, that was rough. 5:55 here. Hopefully the traffic and weather together is not as rough. Let's see. Do have some backups still if you're getting off of Navarre Beach, though they have greatly decreased. So hopefully if you're getting off of the beach and having some hiccups there, they won't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, still 70 degrees officially, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 41. And that kind of kicks off a pretty lengthy cold spell.
Oh, boy.
and Chris can't wait.
Yay. Okay. For the last five, maybe 6 months or so, we've been talking about the violent Venezuelan gangs that were primarily in the south part of Denver and kind of expanded on that side. Well, now the residents of Miami, pretty worried, and Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has the reason why. This report.
This is Fox on Justice. An alleged member of the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua is behind bars in Miami after police arrested him for stealing and assaulting an officer. He's facing those charges as well as deportation. 20-year-old Abraham de Jesus Mavo Bracho stood before a judge. The police tell us he crossed illegally into Texas and was sent to Chicago with an ankle monitor. He was scheduled to have an immigration hearing in 2025, but instead cut off that ankle monitor and fled to South Florida. The alleged TDA member was one of about 18,000 illegal migrants to have been given an ankle monitor, according to the latest ICE data. That's a small percentage of the estimated 7 million people on the non-detained docket list. Tom Homan, incoming border czar, comments.
Tren de Aragua, they're on notice. Their days of committing crimes against U.S. citizens in this country are coming to an end.
And Miami is a city with the second highest number of pending criminal cases against undocumented migrants at almost 6,500 since the beginning of the Biden administration. Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
All right. Mentioned this before the break. A Mississippi HBCU looking to raise funds after its marching band accepted an invitation to play at President-elect Trump's inauguration next month. The Mean Green Marching Band of Mississippi Valley State University, that's where Jerry Rice went to school, trying to raise $350,000 to cover the trip and has set up a GoFundMe page. The school says the marching band was the first HBCU to perform at the Tournament of Roses parade in 1965 and at President Nixon's inauguration. School President Dr. Gerald Briggs called the invite a moment of pride for the university and the entire state of Mississippi.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey did a playoff on a little bit of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he was kind of delving into that. Let me just remind everybody tonight, you might be getting ready to maybe go have a dinner before you start partaking in alcoholic beverages and things like that. Just reminding you, PPD is preparing to prevent drunk driving this evening. They're out in force during the New Year's Eve celebrations. The department is deploying additional officers to patrol not only in those marked but unmarked vehicles. The effort is to reduce the risk of impaired driving crashes during, they consider this one of the most dangerous nights of the year. PPD urging residents to plan ahead. Get that designated sober driver going for you. Use rideshare or take public transportation. FDOT statistics now showing alcohol-related crashes spiked across Northwest Florida during the 2023 New Year period. So dangerous time to be out on the road. Get yourself a designated driver if you're going to do any kind of rocketing tonight.
And as the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve, millions of Americans will begin singing Auld Lang Syne. The original song stems from an old Scottish poem by Robert Burns. In modern times, it's been covered by a diverse group of artists, including Jimi Hendrix, Elvis Presley, and Mariah Carey. It's perhaps most famous for Dan Fogelberg's redo of the tune called Same Auld Lang Syne. That's that 1980 song chronicled a chance encounter between two high school sweethearts on Christmas Eve.
Okay, are you following that?
Yeah. I never knew the song was called that.
I left it at Elvis. I got lost there when you mentioned Elvis.
Really? Well, yeah. He was a very insignificant part of that story there.
There was an artist, an Auld Lang Syne artist. I'm going to think about it next hour. Maybe I can get you to bring that song up. It's a great version of Auld Lang Syne.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.